Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got another great show for you guys tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed King Royal the other night on the 28th. Nice young man, up-and-coming rapper, good stuff. Check him out, and hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But tonight, I'm going back. We're going back in time to a great time when we were clubbing and dancing and just having a wonderful time. Tonight we have with us lead guitarist and co-founder of the band Climax, Cheryl Cooley. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, hey. It's great to be here and talk to you and talk to the fans.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? We've got a phone call already, and I think I know who it is. She's a good mama because she calls in and checks in on everybody. I think it's Cheryl. Hang on. Let's see who we got calling here. The number looks very familiar. I think it's her. Hang on. Cheryl?
Hello. Yes, definitely. Cheryl Dolly here.
How are you?
I am good. I am good.
Well, I'm actually mad at the both of you because the day I had today, Cheryl Cooley and Cheryl Dolly, you know how confusing that was to me today to get those names right? I was like, oh, I'm going to kill Cheryl. Cheryl Dolly. I'm going to kill you. I'm kidding. How are you, Cheryl? Thank you for calling again.
I'm good. Yeah.
Excellent.
And Want to hear more about Climax.
Yeah, and folks, again, this is Cheryl Dolly from Cheryl Dolly Public Relations, and compliments of Cheryl Dolly. We were able to connect with Cheryl Cooley, so how cooly is that?
Very good.
You are a good mama there, Cheryl, checking in.
Yes.
She's all giggles over there. Oh, my goodness. Is there anything you'd like to say tonight? Cheryl.
Which one?
Dolly.
Dolly. No. A lot of good things coming up with Climax. And, you know, they were the girl band with the only funk band back in the 80s. So they are still powerful, powerful women and going very strong. More performances coming, we will announce.
Excellent. Well, Cheryl, well, thank you so much for calling, and we will catch up later.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Cheryl Dolly from Cheryl Dolly Public Relations. Take care, Cher.
Okay.
Bye-bye, hon. Bye. Yeah, Cheryl's she's a good mama. She calls in and checks in and makes sure everything's going good. So let's get back to Miss Cheryl Cooley. Yes. So as we were saying, and as Cheryl Dolly was saying, Cheryl Cooley is the lead guitarist and co-founder of Climax. And for those of you who don't know how you could not know, their biggest hits were I hate to say it, it's spelled, it's called Meet in the Ladies Room. And Cheryl, I'm going to tell you, still sing that when I go into a ladies' room.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because one time I was at a restaurant waiting for my table, and a group of women were, you know, chit-chatting with each other, and all of a sudden one of them said, because they didn't know me, I didn't say anything.
Right.
One of them said, well, let's go have a meeting in the ladies' room. Then we can go to our table. I mean, all I can do is chuckle. So that's kind of a code word for us girls. You know, we need to go and powder our nose.
Yeah. Well, you were integral. You played an integral role in the writing in the band. So did you write that yourself, or was that a collaboration amongst everybody?
No, actually, it was written by a group, Midnight Star, that was also on the same label as us.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually there's a true story behind it. What happened was one of the guys from Midnight Star was at a club with his girlfriend, and one of the girls from Climax saw him and was all excited because, like I said, we were, you know, label mates. And she ran over to him and hugged and kissed him, and the girlfriend was like, well, who is this girl all over my man? And so she got up and went to the ladies' room, and he thought, God, that's a great idea for a song, meeting in the ladies' room.
Mm. Very cool. And there you go, and that's how it came about. But that was one of my favorite jams then, and also another big one was I Miss You, and sometimes for me, it could be the voice, it could be the lyric, it could be the music, but on that one, her voice just really gets me, and of course the music, but her voice on that is just pitch perfect and just sounds beautiful. So, and it's very heart-wrenching, especially if you're in that situation, missing somebody. So, you know, her voice is a heart wrench, you know, it's pulling on the strings. Yep. So now you are originally from Chicago and living it up in L.A., correct?
Yes, I was born in Chicago, and my parents moved to Los Angeles when I was 10 years old.
Oh,
and so
cool.
I've been here. Yeah, I've only had 3 addresses in my lifetime.
That's rare.
So, yeah, right, exactly. So, this is where I've been most of my life. But, I still have family in Chicago and still go and visit periodically. I will say I don't miss the snow.
No. It's coming. I'm not looking forward to it.
I know. That's why I said that.
You're rubbing it in. Thanks. Yeah, because I told you we got crappy weather today. Well, thank God it's not too – thank God it wasn't cold today, because this rain we had today, I don't know how much snow it would have been, but we got hit hard today with rain all day.
Oh, gee. Oh, great. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna,
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to tell you it was sunshiny and warm today. Sorry.
Yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Come on. So now you moved to L.A. when you were 10. Started playing, you learned the guitar at 11. Am I guessing you took up the guitar because you were new to the area, were lonely, or what? Or just like music?
My only sibling is 16 years older than I am, and at the time she was married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws, and he was on tour and happened to be staying at my parents' house, and I, for some reason, my mom always got me a toy guitar every other Christmas, and so I was excited because he was a musician, and I pulled out my little toy guitar, and it accidentally was tuned to a TV theme show. And my sister just kind of jumped up and said, hey, let's get Cheryl some guitar lessons. So, I just started guitar lessons. And since, you know, I was the only child at home, it was my playmate. And basically I just, you know, took lessons for years. I studied in school. I was in the orchestra in school and learned orchestration and arranging in high school. I was able to write the marching band charts in my senior year. And went on to study at the college, get my degree in commercial music.
Very nice, very nice. And you guys, Climax itself, I believe, were the first female R&B band that actually played all of the instruments. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, actually, as of today, Climax is considered the only R&B all-female band that has charted on Billboard.
Very nice. That's even better.
Yeah.
Who cares about who plays what? That's even better.
Yeah. I mean, the instrumentation was, keyboards, bass, guitar, and drums. And then we had the lead vocalist. So, eventually was a 6-piece band. We actually started off with 8, And, you know, as the music changed and stuff, we kind of narrowed it down to six people that people, you know, recognize as the band when they talk about meeting in the ladies' room, which was actually our third album. A lot of people think it was our first, but it was our third album.
And now, before you started the band, what were you doing employment-wise, and whose idea was to say, let's get all these folks together? Did you already know these musicians? Did you audition them? I mean, were they people you knew? The girls.
Well, right. I actually was working at a bank, a bank that's still around, but I was working at a bank, and I was telling my supervisor about this all-female band I was in, and she said, hey, you know, if you give me a demo tape, I'll give it to my uncle. He's a producer for Peebo Bryson at the time.
No.
And so she took the demo. Yeah, so she took
that
the demo tape
cool.
to him. And, right. And, you know, he listened to it, and he didn't like it. But now, let me just
he
say.
Did, wait, he did not?
This,
did you say
he
did
not
like
it?
It? No,
he did
kidding.
Not like it. But let me just say, when one door opens, that does not mean another door won't. When one
That's
door closes,
true.
I'm sorry, that does not
right.
mean another door won't open. So he
right.
just happened to be having one of the vice presidents of Solar Records, and he said, yeah, I heard about this all-female band. I have their demo tape. I don't think it's that good, but maybe you can do something with it. She said, all-female band? I think that's a great idea. So she, you know, listened to the tape. She called me. She wanted to know when the next rehearsal was. She showed up. And I'm telling you, we were signed to the record company within 4 months that we were together. It was just that
yes.
quick.
Well, that's very rare, especially back then, to
yeah.
have an all-female band, you know, that played,
oh, sure.
you know, so.
Sure, sure. And,
right.
And, you know, we didn't know each other when we walked into that rehearsal room. I mean, everybody had their own story of how they kind of wound up there. You know, I mean, I was in another band at the same rehearsal hall, and a couple of them walked in and said, hey, you don't want to play with this band. You want to play with our band. We have an all-female band called Climax.
Right.
Just like that, you know. Another girl
wow.
had actually auditioned for the group Rolls Royce, and they said, you know, she sang too strong for them, so they sent her over to us. We had put an ad in one of those papers that sells, you know, refrigerators and used cars and stuff for a keyboard player. So everybody, you know, had their story of how they wound up in that rehearsal room, and we realized we had a great sound, and we wanted to keep rehearsing and
right.
perfect it. And then just so, you know, me having – you know, run into that connection for a record deal, you know, we put a demo tape together and, you know, the rest is history. It's almost like fate just kind of threw us together. I mean,
right.
And for me, I mean, I always tell the story that, you know, even before I played guitar and I had seen bands on TV, I had, you know, had a dream, daymare, nightmare, whatever you want to call
yeah.
And I dreamed of myself playing guitar on stage. The lights were going, the music was going, the crowd was screaming. And then I saw myself getting ready to step up to the microphone and sing my first note. And I looked over to the right and noticed, that man looks kind of different. But anyway, and then started singing. Well, fast forward, you know, probably 15, 20 years, I guess. Climax was playing at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles. The lights were going, the music was going, you know, a deja vu moment. I thought, God, this is the dream. I'm actually in it. What
wow.
was it about the band that I could see in the dream? And I looked
wow.
at my right and said, oh, all female band. That's what I couldn't interpret in that dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my life has been like that. You know, things just kind of, you know, open their way in such, you know, strange, twisted ways, and it just works out. And
well,
you
gotta
really
believe. You gotta believe.
Yeah. Because, you know, even though being an all-female band at that time, people did not, you know, they didn't, like, no, it's not going to work. You know, one guy that we tried to send our tape to, he said, well, what if you all get pregnant at the same time?
Oh, my God.
All kinds of excuses, you know.
Right.
But to actually see it, you know, then it was like, oh, now I get it. But, you know, by then we were already signed to Solar Records.
Right. And I want to, I didn't know that Lakeside produced one of your albums, and so did Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. How cool is that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, our first album, which was called Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman, which is actually the single that I wrote that got us the deal. Lakeside produced that whole album. It was like, you know, kind of a their first project, outside project, to do production and writing mm-hmm. songs and stuff. So we were kind of their, you know, their project. The second album, which was called Girls Will Be Girls, there was, you know, a couple of new guys who were, you know, trying to break into being producers and stuff. And our manager at that time, you know, met up with them and, you know, said, hey, you know, we got this all-girl group. Why don't you, you know, write and produce a song for them? And it was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and their first song that they produced was called Wild Girls for Climax.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Very
and
cool.
And actually, you know, working with them was, you know, just really a learning experience, an eye-opening experience for me, because in this song, Wild Girls, they wanted me to do this wild guitar solo, and at the time I just didn't believe in myself enough to do what they asked, and so they said, well, what can we do to just get you in there, play anything, doesn't matter what it sounds like or if it makes sense, because, you know, I was so, you know, trained to be theoretically correct. You know,
yeah,
that was my blockage. And so I said, well, you know, I'll go in the recording booth, but I want the lights turned out, and I do, all I want is me in there, and I'll see what I can do. And they're like, okay, fine. They put me in the room with this big Marshall amp. Now, you know, guitar players know these amps are huge.
Yeah.
And they played the track, turned the lights out, and I just played whatever came out. And then whatever it was I played, they loved it. And so even, you know, in the final mix, they put that wild guitar solo at the end of the song, at the vamp. So they really opened me up to believe in my playing, which, you know, catapulted me to, you know, becoming a better player, a better performer.
Right.
They
right.
were just so great and gracious working in the studio with. You know, they really, you know, not so much push their artists, but they, you know, kind of support and girth their artists to really do their best.
Right, right. And now I got to ask you, when Ladies Room came out, did you think it was going to be a hit or no?
Well, interesting that, you know, the time between our second album and our what is known as our third album, Meeting in the Ladies Room, there was a few years in between that. There was some changes of distributors with Solar Records. They were trying to find another distributor. It just time had passed, and Meeting in the Ladies Room, the whole album, you know, we just continually to do our creative best. You know, it wasn't like,
right,
oh, this is going to make, oh, we're going to do good this time. We just did our creative best, and it just so happened the way time sets itself up, videos came out. That, you know,
mm-hmm.
1985 is when videos came out, and the timing of Meeting in the Ladies Room and videos just kind of coincided with itself. Again, like I said, how my life kind of playing out. Able to do our first video for the song The Men All Pause, and people were able to see, oh, that's what an all-female band looks like. That's what it, you know, it was accepted once they could visually see,
right,
you know, the artist video, and you know, just things just opened up for us once we did that.
Yeah. Because I don't think they were taking female bands seriously at the time, you know.
No.
And like you said, you had to see it to. I mean, the music was great and the vocals and everything was great, but it's, you needed to see them really be great. I mean, to watch you guys perform,
sure,
especially you. You really got some jive in there, and you know, you're moving, and well, all of you, you had the choreography, so. You know, but you really had, you got the rhythm, girl. You know that. But
yeah.
Now, why don't we play it? I'm dying to hear it. It's been so long since I heard it. Let's take them. We're going to go back. We're going to go way back.
Okay.
All right. This is Meeting in the, I hate saying meeting because that's not the way it sounds when you're singing it. Meeting in the Ladies Room by Climax. Check it out. You're going to love it. I know you do, because you loved it then. You're going to love it now.
Oh, I had to leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. These women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater, the iPod, and I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman, but if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
Uh-oh!
seen in the neighborhood.
Got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
I don't know, but I think you better watch your
girl,
man.
You better watch your man.
The girl, he's doing like nobody else can.
All the girls are watching.
Can't do it right now. I'm so tired. Very cool. I'm telling you, Cheryl, when I go in the bathroom at work, when I was in the office and we were in there chatting about whatever, you know what goes on in the office, that gossip crap. So I did, we got a meeting in the ladies' room. You know, oh man, I still sing it to this day. Well, now I don't because I don't use the ladies' room anymore. Oh my God, it's so funny. Great song. Great song. Takes me back to so many great memories at the club and just having a great time and great song. Now, when the band split, how did you become an electrician? And has that helped you in with today's way of producing music by any chance?
Well, it was interesting when the 90s came in and music kind of changed and being a live band.
Yeah.
Wasn't popular anymore. The banking industry had kind of changed, and I needed a job that, could keep up with the lifestyle, Not
mm-hmm.
that I was a multimillionaire, but just, being able to keep up with my, my things that I had to be responsible for.
Right.
And this guy said, hey, why don't you be an electrician? You can get into an apprenticeship program and they make a lot of money, I think at the time, $45 an hour at the time. And so
more than that now. More than that now.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I looked into women getting into non-traditional occupations and found a program that assisted me in getting in an apprenticeship program, electrical apprenticeship program. And I did that for, well, I was in the program for about 4 years, but I was an electrician, you know, going to work wearing a pink hard hat. And
of course, it had to be pink.
Yeah, almost for about 10 years, you know, and I learned things that, you know, later in life I was going to have to use that I didn't know. But I mean, I can wire up my own house now if I have to.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, you don't need a man around the house. You got something wrong. I'll take care of it. So, Cheryl, my ceiling fan in the living room needs a light. So you let me know when you want, you know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. My brother-in-law was an electrician. He put it in, and then he didn't put the light in. So it's there.
Oh.
You could remove the plate to put one in.
Right.
So it's just, I wish we would have done it when we got it put in, but we never did. So anyway, but how fun is that, being an electrician? Wow. And now they make a fortune. Now, you know, if you ever need to do something, you can always fall back on them being an electrician.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I can, you know, change a plug like nothing. And some guy told me, yeah, you know, you can charge about $125 now to do that. And I'm like, I'm glad I don't have to call it.
Oh my God. That's so funny. I wanted to ask you, what else did I want to ask you? Oh, geez. Well, do you now, I know you have in the past, I love the compilation concerts where they get a bunch of groups together and everything. And I think you did a few of those. And are you doing those these days?
Yeah. I mean, there's different configurations, but yeah, we get called to do old school concerts. And
I love
them. Passed some artists that we passed back in the day. You know, we're back out touring again.
Cool.
It's just interesting that, you know, after I was laid off from being an electrician, of course, you know, it was hard for me to find a job when they'd hear my female voice on the phone. So I never got hired again as an electrician. And all of a sudden, like the next month, I got a call from our old manager saying, hey, Cheryl, they're doing old school concerts now. Why don't you, get the girls together and do some of these old school concerts? So it's like when one door closed, another door opened.
Right.
And the skills that I learned, as an electrician, I was able to actually build our own rehearsal room that we rehearse in now. So the electrician skills paid off. But yes, we've been doing different old school tours and shows. Anywhere we're called, you know, we'll go and do those shows. I mean, sometimes we do festivals that we're the headliner, and sometimes we do some of the old school shows that other people are the headliner. You know, it doesn't make us any difference where we are in the lineup. But you know, just some of those, artists from back in the day, and you know, get together.
Those are the
and
best.
Reminisce about.
Those
some
are
the
best.
Yeah,
it's a, when you can catch one of those, you're in for a night. I mean, it doesn't end. It's just song after song, and every song is a great song, and I just love that. And I just feel like you get more bang for your buck too. I mean, you pay them one price to see all these bands. It's amazing.
Oh sure. I mean, I get to see some of the bands that I liked back in the day, too. Like, oh, I got to hear this song. Even though I just one song,
right.
I got to hear this song.
I know. Now, when you played live, when you play live, do you do any covers, and who do you do?
Oh, yeah, sure. We do some covers. We have this medley that we do called the Girl Power Medley, and we put in I'm Every Woman.
Nice.
Wear Biz, a Ladies Night, Deja Vu, you know, about six or seven songs that we do. You know, I really love it. You know, we just kind of put them all together. And,
nice.
Sure, we do other people's songs. I mean, you know, Climax had, you know, a good, I don't know, 8-9 hits sometimes. And if we have to do an hour to an hour and a half show, we're going to have to, you know, put in some fillers because, you know, the 8 songs won't fill up, you know, that type of time.
No, I think it's a great surprise. I think it's a great surprise for the fans, too, when you throw, because they're great tunes that you're picking. So, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, it's a disappointment there. I just said that because I figured you'd pick, I asked because I wanted to know what songs you were picking And my next question was, are they songs because you felt that they had something to do with your music, or just songs that you loved?
Yeah, just songs that we love. I mean, they cross over different decades, you know, not necessarily just the 80s, but
of course,
you know, we do a couple of 70s, couple of 90s, you know, just whatever, you know, kind of we look at it musically, you know, or what the lyrics are about. Like I said, we call it the girl power medley because it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking about, you know, girls having fun and, you know, ladies night and all that good stuff. And then we also do another medley where it's like, you know, all really strong funk songs like, oh my gosh, now I can't even think of some of the Ohio Player songs. Some of the Confunction songs. I mean, you know, really hard funk bands, and we put,
right.
you know, like a medley together with that. So, you know, we
nice.
Have fun with the music, and we don't want
right.
to make the fans.
Right, we're having a good,
yeah.
You're having a good time, and you're getting the fans involved, too, and having a great time. Excellent. Well, I Miss You. How did that one come about? No story behind that. It just came out.
Well, yeah, it was written by the Four Player, and she was going through a breakup, and, you know, sometimes emotions, you know, make that creative flow just come out, and she, you know, wrote her experience, what she was going through, and luckily, the way the lyrics are, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be about a romantic missing, but, you know, also family members that you may be missing. I mean,
right.
the way the lyrics are can cross
right.
over many, you know, emotions and ideas, so she just really wrote what she felt.
And you're right, it's full of emotion. The vocals are just full of very emotional. But I want to play that, and I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and then you got to get out of here because you've got rehearsal. I don't want anybody getting mad at you. So everybody, let's go back again. You're going to love this one all over again. I Miss You by Climax. Slowing it down a little bit. Come on, play. There we go. Nice. Another era of beautiful, great music. Man, I miss the days when you could turn the radio on and hear songs like that, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's just horrible. So I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So are we working on any new music? Are we touring? Where can we find Cheryl Cooley and what are you up to now? What are we doing? We got a new album coming out and how close are we to getting it done? Come on, Cheryl.
Oh, yes, we have new music coming out next year. We've been, you know, doing some pieces in and out of studio. I mean, we just time. But, yeah, for sure, for next year, we are still performing out there. You can check us out on climax.com, K-L-Y-M-A-X-X.com. Mm-hmm. You can even go to CherylCooley.com. It'll kind of direct you to my page first and then go on to the band and all the things that are going on. Our social media is on there. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those. But they're right there on the website, KLYMAXX.com.
Nice. Oh, Jesus, I lost my train again. I hate that. This train leaves me more than I know. I got to get a ticket. I lose my train of thoughts all the time. You said something. Oh, man. Oh, you got to come back when the album's out.
Oh, sure. Sure. Thank
please,
you. Yes,
please. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it and have you back.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Yes. We definitely will do
that.
That'd
be fabulous. Well, you know, a lot of those shows come around over here to the East Coast, and hopefully I'll get to see another one soon, and I'll get to see you in it.
Yes. Hopefully we will be able to do that.
Wonderful. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much. I know you got to run for rehearsal, and I appreciate your time. And what a lovely conversation, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you for having me on the show, and greetings to all of your listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Everybody, Cheryl Cooley from Climax. Go to climax.com, CherylCooley.com, and just go to YouTube and go listen to some old stuff or stream it. Stream it. We want you to stream. Don't go to YouTube. We want to make money. So go stream it. Yep, download that stuff. And, you know, let's listen to some oldies again. I call them oldies because I'm an old lady now. I mean, I apologize. It's not old music. It's I'm old. But, yes, all their great stuff. I mean, my God, the menopause, I'd still say yes. And Ladies Room, of course, I Miss You. I mean, this great stuff, guys. Check it out. Cheryl Cooley, thank you. It was a pleasure to get to know you. And I would love to have you back when that new album comes out, please.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, you have a Merry Christmas and safe. Be safe and stay well and be as happy as you are. You are a treat.
Okay. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Everybody, Cheryl Cooley. Bye-bye, Cheryl. Thank you. Take care, hon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, we were talking before we got on the air, and you know, we were just basically shooting the shit because I don't want to talk too much. Because then I don't have anything to talk about on the show. But I got to tell you, the two of them drove me crazy. They didn't do anything wrong. But I had a crazy day today. Cheryl knows we were talking about this because she's in banking. And, you know, I'm in the financial industry as well. And today, the last week and the first week are the worst. And today was just hell on earth. And she knows all about it. So, my mind is all over the place today and emailing and trying to do the promo. I got Cheryl Dolly and Cheryl Cooley. And when I tell you, it was not hard to mix those up. So when Cheryl Dolly called earlier, even they were like, Cheryl who? Which Cheryl? Which Cheryl? So anyway. Listen, I know I promised you guys that I was going to give you the lineup for December, but I am, like, not there yet because of the fact that I've been crazy. I mean, I know who's going to be on, but I just want to have more information to tell you guys. But I can tell you so far with 100% accuracy that, because I don't want to give the wrong information about everybody. So on Thursday, December 1st, which is tomorrow, and he is actor, Emmy-nominated actor and voiceover artist, Daniel Ross. He's the voice of Donald Duck, and we're going to have fun with him, I'm sure. And then on the 4th, Sunday, we've got actor Lee E. Cox, and he's from, The Wire. See, I got to be careful. I don't want to say the wrong information. And then we've got Heather Massey, and she's got a new live show going on in New York about Hedy Lamarr, and that's pretty cool. And that's on the 5th. And then on the 7th, we've got author James Gavin on, and he's got a George Michael book out, and we're going to talk to him. And then on the 14th, we've got actress Sherry B. So that's going to be cool. Oh, my God. And then the week of Christmas, of course, I'm going to do my best to get Christmas in there for you. I haven't fully filled that out. I'm trying to get you some great stuff. But I know for a fact we have Larry Chance from Larry Chance and the Earls. We're going to play some Christmas music with him. And he's got a new song out with Billy Vera from Billy Vera and the Beaters. And what's the name of it? Oh, man. See, this is why I don't like to announce who's coming up. But anyway, we've got, and then Rick Sudikatas is coming back to us. He's got some Christmas stuff out, and he's been on the show before, and he's a writer, actor too. So we've had him on before. He's a lot of fun. So, yeah, like I said, I didn't want to give out, I guess I do know off the top of my head who everybody is. So, all right, but the calendar will be updated this weekend. We're going to have everything resolved with who's where, what time, what date. And does it feel like Christmas to you yet? Well, that's why we're going to do the Christmas week, so it gets us into Christmas. I know it helps me, so. Because ever since COVID, I don't even know. I thought today was Thursday. So if you saw my promo, I did Thursday. So I don't know what days are what anymore. But, so great talking to Cheryl. How cool was that, talking to Cheryl Cooley and playing those great songs? So. We're going to end it up tonight, and I hope you guys have a good night. Hopefully you come back and join me tomorrow again with actor and voiceover artist, Emmy actor and voiceover artist, Daniel Ross, the voice of Donald Duck, and many, 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 many more. So we're going to have fun with him. I know that for a fact. He is going to be funny. And I believe his mom taught him how to do the Donald Duck, and she does it too. So how funny is that? How fun that must have been growing up with your mom talking Donald Duck to you. That's the most I can do of Donald Duck. That's it. I can't do the talking. And I think he does Mickey Mouse, too. I think he does Mickey Mouse, and he does a whole bunch. And these are not imitations or impersonations, folks. He is the voice of these people, these characters. So very, very nice. So. Again, have a great night. Thank you again for listening. Cheryl Cooley from Climax, please come back, and I would love to hear your new stuff for sure. And let's close out with I Miss You. So, because I do, I miss you. All right, everybody, have a great night, and stay well, and we will see you tomorrow, December 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern, with Emmy-nominated actor and voiceover artist Daniel Ross. I'm getting tired. I'm getting that laid-back DJ sound. I'm exhausted. All right, folks, have a great night. Take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.